USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nearly 160 million people across the country are facing dangerous winter weather. States of emergency have been declared in the South, with nearly 2 million people out of power in Texas. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying,
"The severity of the cold weather that is about to be experienced here in the coming days is unprecedented in Texas history."
Houston Mayor Sylvester Morris adding,
"Here, this was a cold that really hurt your bones."
The White House is calling on China to make available data from the earliest days of the COVID-19 outbreak, saying it has deep concerns about the way the findings of the World Health Organization's COVID-19 report were communicated. China refusing to give raw data on early COVID-19 cases to the WHO team that was probing the origins of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
Enrollment in Obamacare has reopened Monday for eligible Americans. The Department of Health and Human Services has reopened insurance enrollment on healthcare.gov. President Biden announced earlier this year his administration would allow Americans who have lost their jobs and employer-based insurance during the pandemic to get coverage. Worth noting, losing your healthcare coverage always qualifies you for a special enrollment period. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is defending telling educators last year that social distancing in schools of 3 feet was quite safe. The director of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, tells NBC News, "Getting kids back to school safely depends on what's going on in the community.
We need to all take responsibility to decrease that community spread, including mask wearing, so that we can get our kids and our society back."
Walensky saying you need to be 6 feet and wear a mask to keep children and staff safe. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, folks in the Pacific Northwest also cleaning up after a rare winter snowstorm.
At least 250,000 people in Oregon are without power thanks to a major winter blast that has coated much of the state in a thick layer of ice. Winter storm warning, winter weather advisory, and high wind warnings are still in effect in the state. As the temperature is starting to warm up, that's causing thawing, which is bringing down lots of trees. It's causing additional power outages with those branches landing on power lines. So it's likely to be another long few days for folks in the Pacific Northwest. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
President Joe Biden's lawyers have told Vice President Kamala Harris's niece to stop using likenesses of her aunt in business ventures. Mina Harris, who is an author and businesswoman, has been using the likenesses of her aunt, the vice president, in a book and in her clothing lines. Peter Schweitzer is the president of the Government Accountability Institute.
It's the principal, in this case, Vice President Harris or President Biden, that have to lay down the law on their family. They're not going to pay attention to what a lawyer says. And in both instances, both with the Biden and the Harris families, you have this sort of cultural history of this kind of cashing in. And habits are hard to break.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.